And now for today's GeoQuiz. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and sometimes it's a big fat clue we're in Cuba. We're looking today for a Cuban province that's famous for its tobacco fields. It makes up the westernmost part of the island. If you venture out there, you'll probably want to check out the Viñales Valley. It's a stunning landscape. It's got steep hills jutting out of vast green fields and burnt orange earth. Some think the tobacco grown there is the best in the world. If you're a cigar aficionado, you might want to visit the capital of this province and its many cigar makers. Incidentally, the province and its capital share the same name. So where are we? The answer, along with our global hit, later in the program. It's getting a little bit easier for Cuban musicians to perform here in the U.S. as the Obama administration relaxes restrictions on cultural exchange. This past weekend, Cuba's Wilcampa y su Gran Unión wrapped up its U.S. tour in San Francisco. For many young musicians in the band, this was their first chance to perform here in the U.S. Reporter Monica Campbell met up with the musicians in San Francisco.
It's a bright Sunday afternoon in San Francisco, and Wilcampa, a veteran singer from Cuba with a wide, warm smile, sits with his 12 fellow band members in a dressing room, preparing to take the stage in Golden Gate Park. First, we'll warm up with the maracas, played by
Andrés Miranda, percusionista, conga.
Next, there's
Me llamo Edel Herrera, y soy percusionista también en la orquesta.
Adel Herrera is a percussionist and with a stick hits the cowbell, or sincero. The band Wilcampa y su Gran Unión then launch into their signature fast festive style, rooted in the rhythms of danzón, son, and cha-cha-cha, throwbacks to earlier eras influenced by Cuban heavyweights such as Miguelito Cuny and Benny Moré. San Francisco ends the band's five-week U.S. tour. And for Grammy-nominated Campa, this tour's been extra special, marking the first time he's here with his entire 13-member orchestra, all directly from Cuba. President Obama's eased visa restrictions are allowing more U.S.-Cuba cultural exchanges, so the whole gang got visas this time.
Obama has opened things up greatly, and more Cuban artists are now coming to this country, which is one of the most important countries when it comes to the music business.
The relaxed policy is also allowing Cuban singer Pablo Milanés, wildly popular in Cuba, to play Miami later this month, his first U.S. appearance since 1979. Some anti-communist Cubans in Miami have already opposed the concert, urging the U.S. government to cancel the show because, they say, Milanés represents an enemy government. Campa quickly says that changing policies only benefit musicians. Before, it could take months to get a visa from the U.S. government, if they even got one at all.
Pero para nada, ahora el gobierno llegamos enseguida, llegamos un día y al...
Right now, with the government, we show up, and right away, within a week, we have the American visa.
The band, nearly all 20 and 30-somethings, prefers to talk about their close bonds. They all hail from Cuba's Pinar del Rio, a lush tobacco-farming province. They've all played music since they were kids and studied at Havana's prestigious National School of Music. Percussionist Adel Herrera explains his musical path.
Desde niño, mi papá me encaminó a ese camino y me gustó muchísimo.
Since I was a kid, my dad steered me on this path, and I've always liked it. Ever since I came into this world, as the saying goes. My dad is a mechanic, but he always liked music, wanted to see me go down that path. So here I am. I've always played the drums, always. It's my life.
And during their U.S. tour through cities like Portland and Seattle, the musicians, all here for the first time, except for Campa, have soaked up the travel and experiences. One highlight? Baseball.
Una experiencia muy, muy bonita. Fuimos al estadio de Oakland.
Percussionist Adel Herrera and singer Yairobi Gallardo were blown away by the size of U.S. baseball stadiums and how many people turn out. Band leader Campa also pointed out this difference between the U.S. and Cuba, in baseball and in music.
In Cuba, you play out of pure love. You don't get paid anything like what they get paid here.
They were also impressed in Portland when fans formed what Cubans call a rueda de casino, or when salsa dancing couples get in circles and quickly swap partners. Bassist Felix Joan Alonso was particularly surprised. We were really impressed when we got to Portland, Alonso says, and that people here in the United States also dance salsa, and they did it really well. The group then wraps up their warm-up by erupting into the Cuban classic, El Manicero.
Manicero, trompeta, Cuba.
It's in a quick change into black pants and bright purple vests and out to the stage. Their final U.S. concert during this tour, but not their last tour, if the current policy stays as is.
I want to hear it. Are you ready?
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell in San Francisco.
You can hear some of Ocampo's songs and download them for a limited time only at theworld.org. Before we go today, here's the answer to our geo quiz. The westernmost province of Cuba, where the band hails from, is Pinar del Rio. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're here tomorrow. Hope you'll be tuned.